Coming up, I'm going to battle through the flu to go over some of the latest news about Universal Orlando from my house in Winter Garden, Florida. This is the Universal edition of The Diz Unplugged. This is episode 159 of the Diz Unplugged Universal Edition. The Diz Unplugged Universal Edition is brought to you by Dreams Unlimited Travel, experts at helping you plan the perfect universal vacation. Visit them on the web at www.dreamsunlimitedtravel.com. Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of the Diz Unplugged Universal Edition. I am your host, Craig Williams, and this week I am not joined by my typical co-host, Rhino Clavin. As I said right off the top, unfortunately, just a day ago or so, I finally went to the doctor to get myself checked out to see how I was actually feeling, and my greatest fears were confirmed. I've got a touch of the flu, so right now I can't get near anyone probably until tomorrow. So unfortunately, this was the only way for me to get a show out. Rhino and I were trying to do one earlier in the week, but things were just too hectic. We were pushing it off till the last minute, and then this is what's going to happen. So I do apologize right up front that it's not going to be our normal production that we normally go through. It's just want to talk about a couple of things that are happening, because one of them is celebration of Harry Potter related, and since that starts tomorrow, it will no longer be really valid next week, so kind of had to do it today. So I'm probably not going to be going as long as we normally do with the Universal show. You know, typically we're somewhere around 30 minutes or so. With this one, I'm going to be lucky if I can sustain talking all of myself for about 15 to 20 minutes, but hey, I figured any content is better than no content at all. So without keeping going on and on in circles, why don't we just jump into it immediately? So I believe in last week's show, I mentioned something about always being late when it comes to talking about the most recent news that's happening with Universal, because of the way we pre-record a lot of our episodes and then shows coming out on Thursdays. And usually Universal likes to make announcements on Thursdays. And well, guess what happened last week? And that is correct. They made an announcement right after we normally broadcast our shows, except might have been Friday, it could have been Thursday, but regardless, last week, Universal finally announced that Voodoo Donut is coming to Universal City Walk this spring. So this was the big rumor that was kind of leading the charge with what is going to replace that old Element store location. And if you're confused about where Element was inside Universal City Walk here in Orlando, Element was kind of right to the left of the staircase that could lead up to where Hart and Huntington Tattoos and Menchie's and Bread Boxes, or it's immediately directly to the right of NBC Sports Grill and Brew, the side entrance, and then there's a exit from the AMC movie theater that's right over that way too. So just a tiny little store, really not that big at all, but a perfect location for a quick service eatery like Voodoo Donut. If you don't know anything about Voodoo Donut, essentially it is a very unique creative donut chain that started out of Portland, Oregon, because everything amazing as of late comes out of the West Coast. I mean, that's been the case for a long time. I don't know why I'm acting like that's new news. That's complete old news, but back in 2003, Voodoo Donut was created by Kenneth Cat Daddy Pogson and Tris Shannon, and they've just been enjoying success ever since. So a lot of the donuts are, like many donuts you'll find nowadays, they're extremely creative, messing with either weird shapes or definitely weird flavor creations. They have stuff like a dirt donut, the bacon maple bar, the grape ape, and the voodoo doll donuts, which there it's really adorable. Like everything they make, it looks extremely awesome. So this is going to be extremely, extremely popular. Now, it's like anything that is hyped up to a certain extent, there are a lot of people out there that think Voodoo Donut is completely overrated. Personally, I've only had Voodoo Donut once, and that was actually at Universal Studios Hollywood, and I didn't even get to have it at their Voodoo Donut location. They do have one in their City Walk too. I was able to get a donut from inside the park, and it was delicious. I mean, it takes a lot of effort to really screw up a donut, and that's just my opinion, but I would have never said that the donuts were overrated, but at the end of the day, it is just a donut, so I don't know why some people are overrating it and overhyping it. It's just they're very picturesque. They're going to be amazing to share, and I'm excited for that. Plus, I have felt for a long time now that Universal as a whole, but especially City Walk, just hasn't really had any breakfast options at all. So right now, you can basically go to Cinnabon or you can go to Starbucks, and that is the end of the line when it comes to breakfast. And I have never been a massive fan of Cinnabon, so that's never really been my thing as far as Starbucks goes. I like their coffee, and I'll always grab a drink there. If I'm at an airport or if I'm in a pinch, I'll grab a breakfast sandwich from them always. Once in a while, not every single time. I don't know why I said always. That makes no sense. This is where the sick is coming in, and I can already feel the chills coming back on. But regardless, I've just never felt like there was a lot of breakfast options as a whole at City Walk. So adding donuts onto the mix is going to take it to the very next level. And you know, that's not too far off from Cinnabon with cinnamon rolls and such, but it's just, it's completely different. And, you know, this is very exciting. The fact that this is going to be Voodoo Donut first location on east of the Mississippi. So that's a really big deal that they have chosen Universal City Walk to really branch out to the East Coast. So no idea yet when it will open this spring. My guess is they're going to want to try to get it open in time for spring break, you know, really, really take advantage of the fact that they're going to have a lot of crowds coming through, especially at all times of days. And so, yeah, I think they wouldn't want to wait until things slow down again and lose out on a lot of business that way. But Voodoo Donut coming to Universal City Walk this spring. Now, moving on to the second news item that I want to talk about, it is a celebration of Harry Potter, as I said before, and I know you're probably saying to yourselves, I thought you said you weren't going to talk about a celebration of Harry Potter anymore until you talked about actually the event itself, and even then, I don't know if anyone really wants to hear me ramble on about Harry Potter much more. You're going to. You don't really get that option, but I think you are wondering when it was going to come to an end. I thought it was going to come to an end, but then Universal just really came out of the gate and surprised. And when they're talking about everything that we'll get to experience at a celebration of Harry Potter, I thought that we were just done once they made their last announcements. I apologize for that, talking over myself here. I thought they were just going to be finished with it, but no, they decided they were going to announce a few other things, including the opening ceremony, as well as a couple other things throughout the weekend. So the big news is that the weekend's going to kick off on Friday, which is tomorrow, and it's going to have a performance featuring highlights from the Harry Potter film concert series that will be performed by the Orlando Philharmonic Orchestra during the opening event. So, if you haven't seen anything relating to this, the Harry Potter film concert series is where they actually play the music of Harry Potter, those amazing scores, with the actual scenes from the movie. It's very cool if you've never seen anything like this before. You know, Disney kind of did something similar when they did the Pixar show at Disney's Hollywood Studios with the full orchestra. So I'm assuming that it's going to be along those same lines, except we're going to get this with Harry Potter. And the good news is that it's not just going to be happening at that opening ceremony, which I thought that might be the case because it's going to be this big one-off thing. But instead, it's actually also part of a new panel, the sound and image, the magic behind the music. So it will be a presentation by the talented people behind the Harry Potter film concert series, and they'll help to discuss the film's iconic score. So we're going to get a lot with the Harry Potter music over the course of this weekend, which I love. I think it has been a complete underutilized part of all things Harry Potter that just hasn't really been covered during any of the celebration weekends. And I've talked about it on this show many times. A lot of what's important with Potter to me is the actual music itself. So that's as soon as I hear the music, that's when I feel transformed into the Wizarding World. So the fact that it's going to be covered more in depth at this event, very, very excited about it. Some of the new things coming to the expo also include a virtual reality experience, an all new one apparently, featuring Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. So I'm assuming this is going to be similar to last year when they were doing the demo with the Google virtual reality, but this year it might just be a more full-fledged experience or a complete different experience when you go in to try that. But I tried the VR experience that they did last year, and it was some of the best VR that I've ever seen. The headsets that they had for it were extremely comfortable too, and it was just a really cool and unique experience. So that will be there. And also, we had a feeling that this would be happening. Saw all about a new Harry Potter game that was coming out all over social media and stuff. And of course, Harry Potter Hogwarts Mystery will be a mobile game launching under Warner Brothers Interactive. And you'll be able to get an exclusive look. And they'll even have a special panel presentation at some point in the weekend. I have the schedule right down below. I have to get through there. But other things that are happening, very cool. I don't think they've done this before, but a celebration of Harry Potter 2018 scavenger hunt. Throughout the weekend, guests will be tasked searching for the answers to a series of clues hidden in both magical and muggle locations throughout the Wizarding World. So I would be down for a scavenger hunt. I'm always in for one of those. So I guess that is a new thing. I'm not 100% sure on it, but I would definitely be interested in checking that out. So now I'm going to run through the schedule of everything that's happening, stuff that you can look forward to seeing us cover on. And this is just the short list of that. There is a whole lot more. So on Friday night from 7:15 to 8:30, that's the celebration opening event at 9 p.m. Rhino and I are going to get a chance to go over and see the nighttime lights at Hogwarts Castle, the projection show. We're going to be able to get to see that, and hopefully we'll be able to share it with all of you as well as soon as possible, if not even live. I don't know if we'll be able to do that. Cell service is always hit or miss when it comes to those things, so I don't want to promise it now. But then other panels happening along the weekend. On Saturday, there's the Warner Brothers Studio Tour London Special Effects Secrets panel with John Richardson. The new graphic design for the Harry Potter film with Mina Lima. I believe this time around they're going to cover Weasley's Wizard Wheezes as their focus on that. So another cool panel there. Of course, you know my favorite, Wand Combat Skills with Paul Harris. Q&A panels. They're doing an evening tribute on Saturday night as well too. They're bringing back the Dance Like a Beauxbatons. Gosh, jeez, I just can't get it right. Dance Like a Beauxbatons or Beauxbatons, depending how you want to say it, and Battle Like a Durmstrang. Lots of stuff. A panel on the Harry Potter, the exhibition, the costumes, the Cine Concert, sound and image, the magic behind the music, and a journey to construct a complete score live to picture. Like I already told you about that, the explore the Harry Potter Hogwarts Mystery panel and more Q&A panels. And remember, if you are going to the celebration weekend, and you're not part of any of the exclusive vacation packages that get to see the Hogwarts lights on Friday night, remember that they are doing sneak peeks of it on Saturday and Sunday night for everyone who's attending the event. So I'm looking forward to it now that there is so many new options here at this event besides just the same old panels as before and the same stuff in the expo year after year. I know we kind of were giving it a hard time because of all that, and much to our surprise, it's actually changing. So that completely caught me off guard, and I'm very happy about it. So I'm sure I'm going to be pretty whooped out because of trying to recover from this little bug that I have, but also try to enjoy this weekend. So please follow along with all our coverage this entire weekend from it. You'll find us, you know, posting on Facebook, Twitter. Those are probably the main two, maybe one here or there on Instagram, but don't quite know for sure yet. But yeah, and if you need links to any of those places, of course, you can always find it at DizUnplugged.com. That is the home of our show notes for this show and all the other shows on the Diz Unplugged podcast network. So yeah, that's where you need to go if you want any extra information on anything Diz Unplugged related. And well, I already started in that we're out of news, and which is a good thing because I'm about out of having a voice right now. It is really starting to go, and I don't want to cough on camera. So all I want to say is thank you so much to everyone out there who supports us every week. I would thank Rhino if he's here right now, but he's obviously not. It's just sick old me by myself, and I'm sorry this wasn't more, but I wanted to put something out there for you because I know you look forward to it every Thursday. Again, I apologize it couldn't be more, but I'm just glad I was able to do something at all. So that's going to do it for me this week. We'll be back with you next week from our recap on a celebration of Harry Potter 2018 weekend and maybe something else to make up for this, whatever this is. But thank you guys so much for watching and listening again. We'll see you next time. But until then, remember, no resolutions.